A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. I have an honest question I would like to ask of you. In this past week, at any moment, have you told any small lie because you were afraid of the reaction you might get from the person you were speaking to? This could be not mentioning that you were late coming back from the lunch break because maybe you went to daily mass and it ran long, Father had too much to say. Or maybe you do a little bit of what I do sometimes. It's more of a gesture, not a visual thing, but I'll do this very small, distant sign of the cross at restaurants instead of making it clear that I'm blessing my meal. Or maybe it's something that's not religious, but at a meeting where you kind of just nod your head in assent to something you actually don't agree to because you don't want to deal with the reaction that you may get from that other person. Jesus is speaking directly to that at the beginning of the reading today when he says, "Fear no one." If you would imagine your interior life kind of like a log cabin, every time that we tell one of those little lies that comes because there's a fear of the reaction we might get, it would be like releasing a little termite into that log cabin. It's going to eat away at the wood that's in there, the foundation that we're resting on. It avoids, if you will, the storm in the moment, but over time it wears. A friend of mine decided that he was going to quit his job to dedicate himself full time to something he had going on the side. But before he'd had a chance to tell his company that he was planning to quit, they called him into a meeting with a group of other people with one of the executives of the company. It was his boss's boss. And the guy wanted to get their feedback on a project idea that he had. He presented this idea to the group and then opened up the floor for feedback. And my friend watched as one by one, everybody nodded their heads. "This sounds great." While he was thinking on the inside, "This is a terrible idea. This would not work." And so when it came his turn to speak, because he's thinking, "I'm halfway out the door anyways," he voiced what he was actually thinking. He gave clear and direct feedback, nothing mean, but clear and direct and honest feedback about why he thought this project was a bad idea for the company. It was a tense moment and somewhat uncomfortable because he was the only one that spoke up to say something like that during the meeting. But he said what he had to say and left it at that. And the next day he got a call and was offered a promotion because he found that the feedback he had given was that helpful and that clear and that honest, and it was very valued. Now, when we tell the truth, we may not always get that sort of a response. We may get something a little bit more like the prophet Jeremiah, who had a very tough go of it, telling the truth all the time. But at least we know that we're not putting little termites into the foundation of our own lives, that we're not eroding our own sense of integrity in who we are. Christ doesn't want us to make decisions like that because we have any fear of someone else or any storm that may come of what we say in honesty. He wants us, as a matter of fact, to be so convinced of the love that he has for us and the love that we can have for ourselves, that when someone does judge us, we realize that the only judgment they are making is of themselves and of their own interior life. Because God reassures us in today's reading that he knows that we are worth more, as he said, than many sparrows, and every hair on our head is counted, which means that every single one is precious in God's eyes. And he doesn't leave us alone to navigate the storms that will come, or even to figure out when we need or should tell the truth. One, he tells us in the reading, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light." That voice that we have within us, that voice that we come to know as and speak of today as our conscience, that's a gift from God to us to help us navigate and recognize when we might be slipping into territory where we're going to be eroding our own sense of integrity, putting termites into the foundation. And I guess the good news and the difficult, maybe good news for me and for you, is that I can say over and over from the pulpit that God loves you, but I could never convince you of it myself, because it's something that has to be received directly from God. However, my encouragement to you is to spend time in silence, to go into those places where there is darkness, just space, and you can listen to the voice of God, because he desires to tell you that I love you, and that you have no need to fear what anyone else thinks of you, however anyone else may judge you, so that you can live each day out of the fullness of the life that he gives to you. And I would encourage you in this coming week, if there come those moments when you are tempted to tell a small lie because you are afraid of the reaction or the response you may get from someone else, to know that Christ only asks that you gently acknowledge him, that you, without needing to be harsh or violent, say what is true, be bold in saying it, trust that you will be able to weather whatever storm follows it, know that you are resting on the firm foundation of the love of God for you. And I'd encourage, very after this homily and following during this time when we prepare for the offertory and to put ourselves upon that altar, to think of moments that you may encounter in this week when that very test may be made or asked of you. Think of them, put them on that altar, and ask God for the strength to be completely honest with yourself and with others so that you can trust truly in the love that he has for you and live out of it. Amen.